Next guest knows all about that. He's Stanley Cup winner. He also now will be the head coach behind Team USA for the upcoming World Championships. Peter Laviolette joins us again. Peter, how you doing?
Good, guys. How you doing?
I'm good. We were just discussing bias. I think every human being has a bias. As a coach, how do you try to not let that creep into your decision-making? Is it a constant battle not to let the bias of previous years or previous weeks impact how you coach on a game-by-game basis?
You know, I think there's been plenty of situations where you've had an opinion or you've been biased towards someone one way or the other, and I think it's always probably in your best interest just to keep your eyes wide open and see what's going on and live in the present, because I think things change a lot of times from year to year with people that you're dealing with or new personnel that you might be dealing with. So I think it's probably always best just to, you know, keep your eye on the ball.
Well, Peter, I know what you're saying, but I guess if you want to call it bias, some people might call it preference. If your preference leads to winning hockey games and building successful hockey teams and you have success with it, I think you probably stick with it. If it doesn't, maybe you look at the bigger picture. Fair observation?
I guess I'm jumping into a conversation. You guys must have been down the road with something here. I guess what I'm saying is you are who you are and you believe in what you believe in. And I think things do change from time to time, you know, with regard to personnel and how you view them. Again, without being full port on the conversation here, I think it's probably best to, stick to your beliefs and have an open opinion about people.
Peter Laviolette joins us. Peter, of course, a longtime NHL coach. You go to the World Championships for you. Is this just an opportunity to get back in to the coaching ranks? And how much did you find you missed it this time?
I think anytime you step away, you miss it. And you know, it's a chance to remove yourself from it and refocus and get your head straight on where you want to go and where you want to take the direction the next time you get an opportunity. I was fortunate to be a part of the Olympic staff and to work on that, and that, you know, consumed my time through the couple months there that we were putting things together, and then over in Sochi. I wouldn't say it's so much just to get back or to be there. If USA Hockey had called and they had a Deutschland Cup tournament in the middle of November and I wasn't doing anything, I'd be happy to go over and do it. I think anytime, you know, you get asked to be involved with your country and either the development of players or a tournament with European players or a tournament with NHL players, it's an honor. I really feel like that, and I'm happy to be a part of it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, Peter, I mean, you look at through your resume, you've got a long history of that international game. If I'm not mistaken, were you a member of the team in Lillehammer? Were you not one of the captains there?
I was, yeah. That's back in 94 before they completely turned to the NHL,
and yeah.
I played on two teams during that time when they were piecing together college players and, you know, maybe if you had been in the year for minors, but a younger type group. And on that team there, I had played quite a few years in the minors and was one of the older players. They still were grabbing the young college players. And I think another guy, I think there was somebody else on that team too that was kind of fitting the same role that I did. And we just, more of a veteran presence on a young team, and you know, I think shortly after that they went to the pros, and those opportunities for the young college players have since gone. And I think, you know, having been a part of both and been involved with both, it's great, I think, for the young players. But they have the tournaments now, the junior tournaments, where I think you can really expose the young players, and then they're off to the NHL. And I really enjoy the NHL players taking part in the, the hockey itself. I'm not talking from an organizational standpoint or an injury standpoint or whatever may happen once you're over there. I'm saying just the talent and the games alone are incredible. And having, been involved in this last one in Sochi and having coached the U.S. team in 2006, it's mm-hmm. just tremendous hockey. It really is at the highest level. And, you get to represent your country. That's something that, we don't get to do on a regular basis. So it's pretty special.
Peter Laviolette, Stanley Cup winning head coach, also now the head coach of USA Hockey, the upcoming World Championships. Zach Parise after the Olympics, he was pretty fired up, Peter. He told me on my show he thought that coaching is on the verge of ruining hockey if you ever went to the international game ice, because he felt like the Olympics and a lot of the games, some teams just collapse back, right? And, there wasn't many opportunities for forwards to do much. Did you see it that way from a lot of, now I understand there's a big gap in talent from Canada, U.S. to a lot of the other countries, so maybe that was the only way they could play. Was it concerning as a coach to see that type of game come in for a lot of other countries for the sport of hockey?
Well, I definitely think that there's a different way to coach over there, and having, like I said, having gone over to World Championships or Olympics or a tournament in November, you get to experience a whole lot of different styles. I'll give you, for instance, I think the Finns do a terrific job over in those tournaments. They can find themselves in a gold medal game or a bronze medal game. They represent themselves well. And, they're a team that's tenacious on the puck when they have to be. But, when there's the ice is that much bigger on the sides and in the corners, that if they feel like they can't be tenacious on the puck, they're very comfortable playing a patient game. And a patient game means it's slowing down a little bit. You might see more 1-4s through the neutral zone. It lends itself to be a little bit sleepy at times, because there's a lot of controlled play through the neutral zone, and we don't get to see that in the National Hockey League. The rink's smaller, the players are on you quicker. There's not that time to bring a puck back just inside your blue line and really slow the game down and run set patterns on breakouts while other teams are stacking a 1-4 deep in the neutral zone. So it's a different style and a different mentality. And, you really have to be patient in some circumstances when those situations arise. So I think that teams, even teams that win and find success over there, they do it different ways. They don't necessarily do it by the style that we're accustomed to here in North America.
Peter, I know your mind is on the task at hand with these championships coming up, and, that's on your plate now, but, you're still a young man. Your record as a coach speaks for itself. This is always in a state of flux, the coaching position. You know that as well as anybody. We see that when Barry Trotz gets moved out after 114 years in Nashville. You must want to get back, or don't let me put words in your mouth. Do you want to get back, and do you have some phone calls to make over the summer to see what's happening?
Well, I think, anytime you're out, you want to get back in. And saying that, the jobs they don't come along that often, and when they do, there's so many good coaches out there and available for them. You look at a guy like Barry and the job that he did year after year, and you got to have a tremendous amount of respect for a guy like that who can, mm-hmm. can stay in one place. And I know that this year probably didn't go the way that they wanted to, but he was able to find success in Nashville, and he was a big part of that. And they, the anchor that's been there for so long. And
yeah.
It's tough, when you're moving on from jobs and you're leaving one city and moving to another one, and they don't come up that often. So, when they do come up and you do get asked and you do get that opportunity, they really are special opportunities, because there's only 30 of them and they don't come along that often. So, if things happen this summer, that would be great. I do want to get back, but in the same time, I guess you just got to be patient at times.
Peter, currently there's 17 teams that have a head coach, and then one of the assistants or associates was a former NHL head coach. You've always been a head coach. If a guy approached you to say, hey, I really want you on my staff as an associate or an assistant, would you be willing to do that? Is your personality set to be an assistant coach?
I don't know. I mean, I've been an assistant coach a couple of times. I mean, just recently at the games, and certainly doing the work and filling in those roles. You know, I have no problem doing. I started in the league as an assistant coach after 2 years in Providence in the American Hockey League. And, you know, it's for me, it's, I think, you know, trying to get back right now. I just got out, even though the season's gone by here, I feel like I just got out, and I'll probably give it some time and see. I haven't really thought about it that way yet, so I guess, you know, that's probably my answer at this point. But I think I'll be patient and see what happens.
You'll be, quickly, our last one, we appreciate your time. I know you'll be involved in as far as the player selection. For American-born players in Edmonton anyway, Jeff Petrie would be the most obvious one to be a candidate. Is he in your guys' sight lines at all? Could Oiler fans expect him?
There's actually been conversations. I was on one today, and they take place every 3 or 4 days between a group of us, and certainly his name has been kicked around. And I think we're working through that right now. I know that the United States views this as an opportunity to take a lot of their young players over there and to give them the international experience. We feel like we can put a real good young team, fast team on the ice and go over there and compete well. So we're working through that right now, and certainly, yeah, his name has come up.
Well, Peter, best of luck, not only at the World Championships, but hopefully we see you back soon in the NHL.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a good day.